This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Police Department is investigating a pair of Tuesday incidents in the area of Quick Trip and McDonald's. According to Chief Ryan Douglas, law enforcement authorities received reports of two men acting strangely and approaching young children, with one of the men allegedly taking a picture with a child at the Quick Trip location. Authorities described their behavior as inappropriate but not sexual. They are currently asking for more information from residents to identify the two men, but believe they are not from the area. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the first presumptive positive case of bird flu in a person in Barron County. The news comes just days after the county also saw the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring the farm workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. Animal-to-human spread of the virus is not as contagious, but residents should check with their doctor if they show symptoms like a fever, eye infection, or muscle aches. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced over $9 million in funding for the Bloomer Telephone Company to improve broadband access in Chippewa and Dunn counties. According to a press release, about half of that funding will be awarded as a loan and the other half will be awarded as a grant. The company plans to use the funding to install a fiber network that will help connect over 1,200 residents and 73 farms to reliable high-speed internet. The funding comes from the fifth round of the federal agency's ReConnect program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the 2024 open water muskie fishing season is nearly over. According to a press release, the season will close statewide on December 31st, and after that date, muskie can no longer be targeted through the ice at any time. The muskie season will reopen in 2025 on May 3rd in the southern zone and May 24th in the northern zone. Anglers looking to take advantage of the season's final weeks should check the DNR's fishing regulations and quality waters page for nearby opportunities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the State Building Commission have announced the approval of $81 million of projects across the state. According to a press release, the approved funding does not include an additional $70 million for Universities of Wisconsin building projects, which were delayed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The approved projects include things like maintenance and repair projects for the Department of Corrections and Department of Health Services and the rehabilitation of historic sites across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. An Eau Claire woman charged with killing a 79-year-old Altoona man in 2022 has agreed to a plea deal. 57-year-old Tracy Clark was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, domestic abuse assessments, and hiding a corpse after Dennis Shaddy's body was found in Rockford, Illinois in April of 2022. The charges included an increased penalty for involving an elder person victim and as a repeat offender. The plea and sentencing hearing are scheduled for January 10th. A Rockford man was also charged in relation to the homicide. The Rusk County District Attorney has announced there will not be formal charges filed stemming from a UTV crash resulting in the death of a passenger. According to a press release, the District Attorney's Office determined that there was not sufficient evidence to prove that 50-year-old Daniel Rydland was the victim of a criminal offense after he was killed in the September accident. Officials say the driver of the UTV, Grant Rydland, admitted to having one or two beers prior to the accident, but a blood sample did not show enough to pursue charges. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of wind turbines on cave bats. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new road condition labels in an attempt to clear any potential confusion before drivers hit the road. Through 511 Wisconsin, DOT officials will now describe road conditions in five categories: normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. They say the new categories will streamline the distribution of important road safety information. The Wisconsin 511 map will also have colored outlines on roads through their app advising of updated road conditions. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job, and I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, somebody told me after the game, they said, well, we'll take that one. They've obviously never played or coached. Like, this, no Big East game is like, we'll take it. We have a level of gratitude that we were able to do what it took to win. You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here. And I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around. And that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 51 at the domestic box office has some great films opening this weekend and a little something for everyone. Starting off with movies you can take your kids to, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 hits theaters featuring the voices of Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves. The third installment of the franchise is pulling in 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and the film is rated PG. The new Lion King film Mufasa also opens in wide release and is also rated PG. It is pulling a barely fresh rating of 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Fire Inside tells the story of a Flint, Michigan native and the first woman to win a gold medal at the Olympics in boxing. The film is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes with a 94% favorable rating from critics. If you're in the mood for creepy, check out Nosferatu, which is reviewing incredibly well and hits theaters on December 25th. The other big flick that hits theaters on Christmas Day includes A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet. Let's go to the movies. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. Fans of Peaky Blinders, who are anxiously awaiting the feature film, will be happy to know that principal photography is done. The film is called The Immortal Man, and Cillian Murphy is back in the lead role as Tommy Shelby. Peaky Blinders is the story of post-World War I gangsters in Birmingham. The show ran for 6 seasons between 2013 and 2022 on the BBC and Netflix. Fans of the 28 Days franchise will be happy to know that 28 Days Later will finally be available to stream. The film has been curiously absent from streaming platforms, which is not good for people who want to catch up before the release of 28 Years Later. The second installment, 28 Weeks Later, is available to stream, but Danny Boyle's first film of the franchise has been offline since early 2024 after being purchased by Sony. The film is now available to stream as of December 18th. 28 Years Later is set to hit theaters in June of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a winter storm warning today for big snow. We could end up with 5 to 9 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tonight. And the wind is going to be an issue too, gusting to 25 to 30 through the day and into the night. That'll create some blowing snow. High today, 25. Tomorrow, conditions improve, sunshine, 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.